still here with us.
Listen, so David, let's talk about the podcast. So tell us a little bit about this podcast. Where did this idea come from?
That's a very good question. I'm not entirely sure myself. It feels like it all happened a bit by accident. I was away from home for a bit, so I was listening to quite a lot of podcasts because I had a bit more time than one has at home. And I just thought, I love a podcast. I love that sort of curating your own radio, you know, that sense that you can find out things that are very, really quite specifically of interest to you. Anyway, my agent Sarah is a massive podcast fan, and suddenly I was in a meeting with all these people going, yeah, we can do this. What do you want to do? Who's going to be on it with you? And I was like,
David, where's the idea?
Probably she can do it. Yeah. She'll do it if I call her up. Jodie Whittaker. Well, I'd love to talk to Jodie Whittaker about, I don't know. And suddenly it just kind of happened, and it happened to me, rather.
So let's just get this straight. It's called David Tennant Does a Podcast With.
Yes, inventively titled. It took us a long time.
That's what it says on the tin.
It actually did take us a really long time to come up with that.
But where do you record these things? Are you sat by a roaring fire? Are you in a cafe?
Mostly we're in a studio. Uh-huh. There's a studio we can use in London. We've got one in New York, one in LA.
That sounds very posh.
It came out.
And on other occasions, we've gone to people. We sat by Ian McKellen's living room window with the Thames outside. It sounds very nice to hear that lapping.
That's amazing.
Than the podcast, though, really, isn't it? That.
What do you mean?
The very fact that you've got the Thames lapping outside.
Yeah.
No one can see that.
You can hear it, though.
Can you?
It's an audio picture.
You can. So
we're literally sitting by the Thames, and you can hear it.
The Ian McKellen podcast. I will hear the Thames.
Hear the Thames. Yeah.
All right. I retract my comments.
Yes, thank you, Richard.
Get back
in your box.
Yeah. Get back to us on that, will you? Hey.
But it's worked already, isn't it? Because I was on the Sky News website the other day, and there's a story about Olivia Colman correcting Wikipedia with age or birthday. So I start reading down, and two paragraphs into this Sky News article, it says Olivia Colman, who was speaking to David Tennant, and I'm thinking, blimey, this is really
making the news.
This is setting the news agenda now.
You're getting traction, David. Yeah. You're getting traction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think we might have a few of them coming up. Like I say, I'm not interested in getting people to tell dark secrets they wouldn't want to share. But I think, you know, there's always things that people haven't said elsewhere that might come up.
OK, David, stay right there. We're going to get some suede on after these. Home Time with Bush and...